Welcome to the Caribou Room, everybody. This is a dream come true for me. We have a very, very special night coming here, even though that first set was awesome. Sally and Burl, let's give it up for Sally and Burl one more time. Burl's one of the great songwriters of our time, and Sally has got the tone. It's unbelievable. So I'm going to take your attention for a quick second and tell you a story. This is kind of opening night for us because it's our first sellout. And it's really great for me. I'm really kind of choked up about it. I am a sellout. Don't tell anyone I'm such a sellout. So we've been working on this place for about 2.5 years. But back in 1989, I flew over the Rockies. I was going to college in some stupid school in Ohio, and I flew over the Rockies, and I was like, oh, I got to get there. So I moved to Gold Hill, just randomly picked Gold Hill, and I started working for Frank and Barb Finn at the Gold Hill Inn. I was their handyman, and Chris kicked my ass, Chris the chef, Chris Finn. He's kind of a piece of work. I love that guy. But anyway, I've been doing sound for myself and my bands since I was about 14, and I'd never done sound for anybody else. And there I was fixing toilets at the Gold Hill Inn, and I said, what the hell am I going to do with my life? And a band called Hot Rise was playing at the Gold Hill Inn, and I met their engineer, a guy named Frank Edmondson. And Frank taught me how to do sound. And then I went to college for it and got a degree in music technology, blah, blah, blah. So I got kind of hooked into the whole little family of Hot Rise through Frank. And I started working for a company called Wind Over the Earth down in Boulder. And I met Charles Sautel, who offered to teach me guitar. And that was when I thought bluegrass music was something called old and in the way. I had no idea. And my first lesson with Charles, he said, do you smoke pot? I thought for a second, are you a narc? Yeah, I smoke pot, you know. And he said, okay, this is our first lesson. This is the whole lesson. I want you to go home, smoke as much pot as you can. I want you to lie down on the living room floor, listen to Bill Monroe for 5 hours. That was the whole lesson. And I was like, did I just pay $75 for that lesson? Charles and I then developed quite a relationship. He actually turned out to be more of a life teacher instead of a guitar teacher and taught me how to be a good person, or at least tried to. And, you know, I really started listening to Hot Rise, and I truly believe that Tim O'Brien is one of the greatest frontmen of our life. This is true, right? I mean, no voice is that pure. I don't know what the hell. He has some kind of arrangement with the man above. But anyway, so it was a natural thing. Skip forward another 30 years, and I'm building this venue. And I book in a few bands. It's about a year ago. And I'm like, man, this is too much work for me. So I hire Kimba Stefani from Blue Owl, my angel, our angel. And she comes into my office and we're shooting ideas. Who's going to be the band? Who we're booking first? Tim O'Brien. No question. It was a unanimous thing. We said it pretty much at the same time. We're going to get Tim, you know. So really, a year later, we've kind of got the kinks mostly worked out. I apologize if anybody's been having any troubles tonight. But we got the kinks worked out, and our first sellout show was what? Tim O'Brien, right? So I'm like, yes. So tonight really is kind of opening night for me, and I really welcome you, especially if it's your first time. We've tried really hard to bring something special to the Front Range, and Tim's gonna knock it home, right? Tim's gonna knock it home. So long story long, I just wanted to say thank you, and I love you all for the support, and hopefully we keep this rolling. So. Without further ado, please give a warm Caribou Room welcome to Mr. Tim O'Brien.